No one knew that we were doing the podcast today.
No,
whatever their idea.
Mao says he needs time to prepare. What he needs to do? No, his Mao, gym jams on.
No. Mao is he needs to reinstall Mumble for some reason.
Mumble takes like 2 minutes to install. If
yeah, I don't know what he's doing then.
Here, you
maybe he just needs to rub one out. I don't know. Happens to me.
Yeah, probably.
Lubricate himself fully.
He spends 2 hours rubbing it out.
My dad jumps on me. That's like an internet connection, which means the DNS is fucked up on my laptop. I'm just going to blame it on Windows.
Test. Can you hear me?
I'm Mal.
No, Mal. We can hear
this podcast isn't going to be about you.
Yeah, like, Mal. It's going to be about everyone but you.
I had to promise. I had to promise it would be about him.
All right. When are we starting a podcast? Do I have time to take?
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean by you need to prepare, dude? What are you like doing?
He's sucking a dick.
No, I gotta take a crap. I can do it.
Is that preparation?
Just
okay. Go then.
Mom, just do it.
Go. Just fucking go.
He has to do it before every podcast.
Yes. Go. This has been no fuck wait
wait, before we start.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video, coming at you live from Rockersville, Virginia. This is made out of 99% pure sausages. I'm Happy Man. It was terrible. I'm sorry.
Dude, this podcast is going
The giggles.
Start again. It's not gonna happen.
No. This is the path we have chosen.
Yes, man.
Hi.
Jamba.
Hi.
Mace.
Hello.
Mao.
Hi.
Seth.
What's up?
And Takuman.
Hi.
So today we got some comments. There was a lot of criticism today, which is, you know, fair. We got the book club, some great cat games, cat-based gaming. We got Catman's Conundrum, and then talk about some news or whatever.
Does anyone know what the comments are?
I'm looking right now. Do you want me to read them out?
I will read.
I mean.
Genderbender still sounds better than the Depression Quest Greenlight game where practically everyone white knighted the creator from Crowley. What was Genderbender again? I don't think I was listening.
That visual novel one. About the sex.
Yeah.
About the sex?
Sounds
like a good visual novel.
I thought they were all about sex.
Yeah,
no, it was a transsexual girl game. Yeah, gal game, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, it was a gal game.
I mean, you might as well call it one if it wasn't.
Is it on Kickstarter or...?
Yes.
Alright.
It's drawn really badly. Thanks for that, Mace.
It sounds like he's underwater.
Thank you. I needed somebody to listen a while I am drawing. From Jalen V. Also, it's funny, you guys said you were going to do a Kickstarter watch in a previous podcast, but you guys didn't do it at all. Thanks for reminding us, because we also weren't going to do it this episode. Does anyone have any Kickstarters?
Hey, we had two green lights last time. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh,
going.
We did, okay.
And we had a Kickstarter, because we had, what was it called? That game console thing.
Oh, I guess the gender
had the MS Paint diagrams.
I've seen this one Kickstarter called... I think it's like Fight to the Death or To the Death. I've heard about this from another podcast. This is really interesting. It's like a side-scrolling thing. There's two players, and they're like opposite ends of a really, really, really long level. And you just go along it, trying to get to the middle to fight each other and a final boss. Getting more powerful along the way. It looks kind of interesting. That's all I've got to say about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. There's a Kickstarter watch, Yannon.
We had... There was a guy who shit on our podcast and said,
"Wow,
starts with an hour of high schoolers shouting and laughing at one another about non-video nonsense while waiting for the host. Continues for two more unorganized, unedited hours of derailed conversations about nothing in particular, occasionally mentioned in video. And you guys wonder why people prefer Gather Your Podcast?
No, we don't.
That's the podcast like."
This is
always.
Episode 34 he is talking about.
Yeah, but we had 33 previous episodes of that. I don't know why he's only just noticed.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, he is kind of right about everything. However, I also believe that while I may try, the podcast is an animal which I cannot ever fully control or understand. There's only so much that can be done in editing.
Thanks, Taco, for that echo. By the way, I wanted to ask about the down mix versus the other thing.
Yeah.
The multi-channel. Like, since mine was like half multi-channel and it sounded fine on the podcast,
do the listeners really care about this?
Yes. This I meant issue. To ask you before, but I forgot.
More for me to edit out.
Okay. Thanks, Jam. Thanks. He's just making work.
He credited me as the only person trying to salvage the structure, which
that's hilarious.
I don't really know if that's true, but thanks, dude.
I'm sorry for talking.
And then there was a guy named Phil who thought that our podcast is fine and said, "What I like about gentlemen discussing video is the inevitable slide from video game discussion towards off-topic comments, broadcasters' antics, and the general laughter that ensues. That's what makes this podcast so entertaining and unique."
I wouldn't call it unique.
But... Well, I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and generally the ones where there is laughter and some more inside jokes are more enjoyable than the fact and news-based ones. I mean, if you're looking for the enjoyment factor, the fact that you feel that you can laugh along and join in is what I enjoy personally, as opposed to this is the facts, this is the news.
Well, you know? There are some sliding scales in action here. Like, I'm going to bring up the Escapist podcast, which I used to listen to as a guilty pleasure, but now I can never stand it because it sucks. And they go off topic all the time and like basically do half the shit that we do. But it's not like, as fun anymore.
Like, some people didn't take kindly to the fact that I dissed Gather Your Podcast. I think it's fine now. Go back and listen to the first episode, and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah.
The first episode of Gather Your Podcast is the most awkward thing I've ever listened to.
So it's the first episode of our podcast.
Yeah, but you couldn't tell because the audio was so shit. Whereas with Kyle, it came out crystal clear. I seem to remember the early podcasts were a Dell Inspiron laptop that had the audio input plugged into the audio output. Mumble didn't have any sort of recording capacity at that time. Hmm. We're ahead of our time in many ways.
Well, about Geek's comment, I'm sorry for talking about my school. I've said that already. I didn't mean to, since like Jamba was just recording stuff at the start, because we're just kind of joking around waiting for Cats and Happy. I mean, some of the stuff that would go into the podcast I'd be fine with, like the controller, I think that was funny, but I didn't want people like to really talk about my personal life or anything.
What's
I don't really blame you, because we talk about random shit all the time, and usually that gets edited out, but I guess that was, like, most of all the stupid shit we talked about was kept this time.
But I've already apologized for it, but I want to just reemphasize. I care.
How long is the recordings of the podcast? Do you normally get out of it when you do your editing? How long is the length normally afterwards? How much do you chuck away?
It depends. Like, I'll record for longer if I don't think we have good material, and if I think we have good material, I'll just cut it there. So sometimes I'll cut virtually nothing, and sometimes I'll literally cut hours out of it.
In other words, it's a mystery to everyone except for Catsman.
It's a mystery to me as well.
I pretty much always want the final thing to be less than 2 hours long, but that doesn't happen all the time.
I think they're a bit too long as they are anyway. I'd say you want to aim for about 45 minutes to an hour, even if you have to cut the episode in half and then just make it a second episode.
I totally agree. I've said so many times that what I'd like to do is do the podcast more often and then just have it like an hour or two, an hour 30 minutes. But not everyone can fit that schedule, so we can't do it.
I mean, it's getting shorter, though, except for the last one, because of 45 minutes of shit.
Because we cut what have you been playing. That is the only reason that it's shorter now.
All right, any other business with the comments? Well, there is one last comment.
Catsman will be my wife, says getoff/G, Catsman, unless you post in a shaved legs art technology, Fred.
Cats, I assume a shaved legs our technology thread is a leg where you is a thread where you post your shaved legs. Have you done this?
No.
You should do it.
Why do people on /G post their shaved legs?
That was basically the idea is I was browsing G a while ago, and someone said something really stupid, like Firefox is a botnet because they get all their money from Google. something like that. And I said, you're really stupid. And they said, well, how about you stop posting on G? And I said, okay. And then I never went back.
Yep.
So that was some considerable time ago now, and I think it's considerably improved the quality of my life.
Yeah. I think that guy is an idiot.
It's not obvious. Sorry. Would you go back to G to post your shaved legs for Cat's Mom and be my wife, Cat?
I will send him my legs.
All right.
Just in the mail, right?
Catsman will be my wife. I guess he'd just put your email or something. Cats will probably do it.
Why do you say that? Do you think I'm some sort of man whore who sends pictures of his legs to just any old guy who asks?
Well, you said you just said you'd do it.
Yeah, you're a man of your word, Cat. I know you. I trust you.
A man whore of my word.
Yes.
And this is what you take me for.
Catsman, Borges has told you to ban him many times, right?
I had a future. I had a future once, and now look at what I've been reduced to.
You never had a future. It was just a lie. You're a cat, and you don't have 9 lives.
Oh,
that's very poetic.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, I know.
Jambo, we should get you to rap over the closing credits.
Oh my god, no.
Boyger said he'd do it.
Lay me down a sick beat right now, okay?
I don't have a sick beat.
I'll beatbox and you can rap, Jambo.
Go. No. I don't have anything.
Just start with my name is Jambo and I'm here to say, and then the rest will come naturally.
It really won't.
Yeah,
Jambo's disgusting video is really gay.
God damn it.
I'll write you a little something, Jambo, and do it later. But I'll write something in the meantime.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm not an artist, but I write.
God damn it.
I had a comment that Catsman had told me to write in the comments, but I didn't. But now that I'm here, I can just make it. I don't remember who it was, but someone on this podcast sounds a lot like Walton Simmons from Deus Ex. So Fuck whoever that is.
Who was that again?
Was it
Walton
someone?
Simmons.
Was it someone from the last podcast?
Walton Simmons
Walton Simmons. I take it he'll be agreeable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a few ideas. I'm thinking maybe Lotion.
Why contain it?
No, it's...
No, that was the other guy.
Wait, Lotion sounds like a different guy from Deus Ex.
No, he's... Actually, I don't know. I don't think Lotion does, but I'm trying to think of who sounds like Walton Simmons, and I know why, but I think Lotion.
All right. Well, I have. Let me see if I can figure it out.
I know most of the people on this podcast are not European, and each of you sound very different. But as a listener who isn't usually in the mumble reading everyone's names, it just blurs across me like an audio kaleidoscope.
I know.
Yeah.
And European people basically sound the same.
Back in the old days, pre-March 2013, when I listened to this podcast, I didn't know anyone's voices aside from Juan and Cats, because theirs was quite distinctive compared to everyone else.
Oh shit, Juan. I haven't met that guy in forever.
March 2013, back before the incident.
The incident when I crash landed in a little capsule into the GLA.
We don't talk about the incident.
No.
Well, he just did, but...
Don't think about the incident.
So, should we move on to the next part? I think we could be done with the comments.
What was it again? Oh, yeah. News. Who got news?
Get the news that you can use.
We had that Flappy Bird thing.
Yeah, so the saga of Flappy Bird is a long and extraordinarily dull one. It started when some guy made a game and no one cared about it, but then he used a bot to get his way to the... Or he used many bots to get his way to the top of the...
That's how it happened.
Most goodliest game list on internet. And then people saw his game was on most goodliest game list, and they were like, oh, this must be most goodliest, and they downloaded it, and it wasn't, but they pretended it was. And then he got really rich and famous, but then he decided that his fame was too much, and he was going to leave the internet forever.
with all his money.
So he's like Phil Fish.
I knew it. See? See,
he's like
Phil
Fish, but he was successful, basically.
These phone games, I knew they were garbage. They have their fake popularity.
Everyone knows they're garbage.
It's fake popularity.
But it's like...
Fake popularity.
No.
Everything is fake.
It's fake fun.
There's
fake fun.
There's bands that get like to the top of the top sellers list on iTunes because they use bots. There's a whole business you can make out of like going on Bandcamp and what's the other one? SoundCloud and using bots in order to... increase their standings and get sales. So
it is illegal, though.
Here's the deal, GLA listeners. If you want the truth, this is the only place you're going to get it. Don't trust the media because they're lying.
We are
to
the
you.
Media.
Yeah, we are
no,
the
establishment.
No, we're underground.
But we're still the media.
We're like that one fat white guy in the middle of America who complains about.
Are you talking about Alex?
Alex Jones? That was Alex the guy. Jones, yeah. The guy who says like you have to take fluoride and it protects you.
I don't know. He's crazy.
I was in a meeting with Reggie, and he said that if I said anything bad about Nintendo, he'd squeeze me so hard that I burst.
Alex Jones just fakes it for the real crazy people so that they watch him, though.
So,
I thought they
don't trust the media.
Fluoride.
I don't know.
Fluoride's fine, generally.
What does this have to do with Flappy? Flappy
Fuck
Bird.
If I know.
It's but Flappy Bird is fake, and you don't trust it. And the NSA just takes your information from the games anyway.
Well,
my high score is 37 on Flappy Bird.
I've got something to say about Flappy Bird because people around me all the time fucking play it.
Same here.
It is
really
literally Oh yeah. Because you know
everyone
I
know
to.
Has a fucking iPhone.
Yeah. I play it and, not often, but I.
But yeah, people always try and get a high score, and people just playing it so much, even when it's like.
I saw a stream of Flappy Bird, not here.
I'm trying to explain to some people that it does. I think bad of these sort of games. No one cares about them. They're just going to throw them away eventually.
No, I feel bad. I think badly of these games because I played all of them like 5 years ago as Flash games that were free on like browsers, and now they're
Flappy
now they're
Bird itself is just
ads.
A clone of a game from a few years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I played Flappy Bird years ago.
Well, just a clone of a ton of games.
But the biggest offender is Angry Birds.
Man.
Holy fucking shit.
Everything is a remix. Everything that basically can be invented in terms of, like, games and movies and shit, or just stories in general, basically has been invented.
No.
All you can do is make minor variations on an existing theme.
That's not entirely true.
Is there a Line Rider clone that's making a shitload of money on, like, iTunes?
There have been a few Line Rider clones, I seem to remember.
No.
Catsman, you can't really say that because, like, what about, like, the internet itself isn't a remix of anything?
Yeah.
It's a remix of ARPANET. It's a remix of
ARPANET. It's a derivative of several different things, like ARPANET or whatever, and, you know, things that we used for scientific research. And
anyway,
it's based on a series of existing ideas.
Does it really matter about the Flappy Bird? People are just going to throw it away in, like, a month or two.
No,
yeah, but it annoys me because I made a game like Flappy Bird in 2003, one of my shitty like the Games Factory games, and I didn't make $50,000, and this guy did just because he was good at business.
No, it's because he lied.
It's
fake popularity.
Yeah, that's what I said. He was good at business.
Are we sure about the story? I don't know. Isn't the guy who made it Vietnamese? Or
I want to believe it.
Hold
on. Who cares?
Yes. Everyone from Asia is indeed Vietnamese.
Yes, everyone from Asia.
So one thing though that I remember hearing is that some guy killed his little brother because his little brother beat his score.
What?
Whatever.
What?
Yeah.
For
is that from
real?
The Onion? From The Onion.
That's the only thing I've ever heard about the game. I actually just spent the last 2 minutes watching a video of the game, and it looks incredibly stupid.
What, you guys haven't killed a sibling over a high score?
Oh, hi, Baron.
Well, that is technically how my brother died, but...
No, when my brother just got really better than me at WoW, all I did was stop playing, and now, like, 5 years later, he's still playing WoW.
No, you couldn't have killed him, because I met him, that's right.
No, you didn't meet him.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Through time travel, though, so it's not
I've met
official.
Him, we were playing Minecraft, I talked to him, he's really cool.
Wait, maybe.
Seeing as he said his brother is still playing World of Warcraft, I don't think you need to kill him. I think that's punishment enough.
He's already dead. He's already dead.
So World of Warcraft is just... I don't know, man.
Don't worry, it's losing its grip. You know, all the people with addictive personalities are already playing League of Legends instead.
I mean, I found the article about that thing, and it's pretty obvious it's a piss take. Because at the end of it, it says, Police Officer Marco Grant told Hustlers, it's a tragedy he murdered his own brother because of a stupid game. I've played that game before, and it's hard as shit. Fuck that game. Hard. I couldn't even pass five. Why the fuck are you a bird if you can't fucking fly straight? Fake ass Super Mario piece of shit. That was a quote from an officer, apparently.
Yeah, so I've heard the story about like the killing thing at school. Now I get to tell them they're all wrong. Like, oh shit, that's been... fuck.
I'd say it's probably, you can probably trace it back to the Onion or something.
Nothing. Ignore what I just said.
It is great in a world where nobody cites their sources properly. They just cite someone else saying the same thing.
Where did you say that article was from?
Probably from the Onion or something, because probably. It sounds dumb.
So wrong. Catsman.
In a world where no one cites their sources, one man
cites his sources.
Incorrectly, because that's what always happens.
So, how late am I to this?
You're so late, we're almost done.
30 minutes? Yeah.
30 minutes, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
It's not entirely your fault. It's not entirely your fault because the times for the US times were posted to be an hour ahead of. An hour after it was actually supposed to be. So.
Oh.
Hey, Catsman. Can you think of an old Flash game that you and I can rip off and then just put birds in? Because I think that'll probably work, right?
Yeah.
Has anyone done like a game where you have like a ball and you have like two paddles, or like in tennis and you have to like bounce the ball back and forth?
Like
just call it badminton, but you know, because the birdie is a real birdie instead of a fake birdie.
Birdminton.
Birdman.
Yeah. So yeah, if you made a bird version of Arkanoid, what would be birds?
I'm gonna call it Angry Bird Cool Run Saga, I think.
I've got it. We take Candy Crush, which is a ripoff of that one game.
Bejeweled,
thank you. And then we replace it with eggs. And then there's like a bird on the side that just makes noise at you.
And then the whole game is just really shit egg puns.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Genius.
And it plays Axel F in the background.
That'll just be known as the Bubsy of Candy Crush.
Do it, Cat.
The Bubsy of Candy Crush.
Yeah, because it has lame quotes.
What a beautiful honor that is.
I'll put you in the Candy Crush and make you humble.
I would put that on like the website. I'd put like the Bubsy of Candy Crush.
Yeah, there you go.
Bubsy
some guy
3D.
Who applied to Gather Your Party but didn't get in.
Bubsy 3D is
I never applied to Gather Your Party.
I've got your email.
Yeah, but I never actually sent anything, like any writing, because I could never write anything.
I've got your email.
And
that's all that matters.
I can read it to you. You put lots of thoughts in it.
Oh yeah, because I made it really fucking stupid, right? I forgot.
Catsman knows Jamba's true name and has power over him.
Yeah.
It's not my real name.
He has a girl's name.
I have a last name for a first name. Is that a girl's name?
You have a girl's name.
It's not a girl's name.
Bob
it really
Jambalaya.
Is.
Bob's name is Bob Jambalaya. That is
true. Yeah. Bob is the boy's
Ashley,
name. Okay?
How are you doing today, Ashley?
My name's not Ashley. It's Bob. Bobby.
I met some guys
Bob's
named Ashley before. It was kind of weird. I was like, oh, hey, what's going on, Ashley? You fucking weirdo. Why did you have that name, Ashley?
How about Ash from fucking Evil Dead?
Fault.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it is their
fault. Ash from fucking Pokemon, and we had money at the cross for us. Was named Ashley.
So, yeah. So that's our discussion about Flappy Bird ended in cross-dressing. Great.
Yeah.
Neat.
I'm angry.
Weirdos.
Next news item.
So I want to talk a little bit about Sonic the Hedgehog and all like the stuff that he's been up to. So a new interpretation of Sonic the Hedgehog got leaked and then it got officially announced. It depicts some of your favorite Sonic characters. The characters wear bandages on their shoes, bandages on their clothes, bandages on their waists, bandages on their shoulders, bandages on their wrists, bandages on their upper arms, bandages on their hands, bandages on their ankles, and a small assortment of belts, buckles, goggles they'll probably never put on their eyes, scarves, and bandages. Yep. It is scheduled for release literally whenever and is aimed at children aged stupid to stupid and Sonic fans.
Mm-hmm.
So Are bandages the new zippers and belts?
Well, I think so. I think maybe it was an attempt to make them look more athletic. Because, you know, like, football players wear, like, athletic tape on their shoes.
Yeah, they have athletic tape on, like, maybe their wrist or some shit.
No,
on
their fucking
shoes. Not everywhere.
It looks like it's cutting off all their circulation, to be honest.
It's not like on the outside of their shoes, like they show, like, in Sonic, but, like, on the inside, like football players will wear athletic tape on their ankles to keep their ankles from, like, you know, popping out because they're doing things they probably shouldn't be doing with their ankles.
Yeah, a little bit. Not that fucking much. That's
also,
I want to say that Knuckles is on roids now, so that's
Knuckles was fucking ripped.
You know what?
He should have exercised his legs.
Yeah, he should have done squats, man.
You know what? That actually makes sense because Knuckles is supposed to be like this burly fucker who's way stronger than everyone else, but he has the same exact like spindly fucking body type. So I think Knuckles actually looks better.
Yeah,
I think it looks more appropriate
to what he does usually in games.
You know, something's wrong when my legs are probably bigger than Knuckles' legs.
Have it, man. Could you, like, start?
But how's his ass? Is it big and juicy like yours, Mao?
No.
Probably not, no.
There you go, then.
If you look closely at Amy Rose, she's wearing bandages too, but they're pink.
Oh, great. Oh.
That's sexist. Yep. That is...
Or they might be a light purple.
No, I think that's like socks or something. I don't know.
Tails has tape on his shoes.
Maybe they'll go into it in detail in the game, but I think they live in a world where like shoes are like living beings. And like by walking on them, your shoes get hurt and you need to like put bandages on them at all times.
I think they lived in a world where they've all sustained multiple ankle injuries and they need the tape to keep their ankles in place.
No, I think they've sustained multiple head injuries that makes them think they look fashionable.
Maybe they just get their asses beat on a daily basis because they're covered in bandages, so they have to wear more bandages and it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Terrible. But I mean, aside from that, they like randomly make characters ripped, so like Robotnik is ripped now. Robotnik is like a burly man. He's shaped like the gradient operator. He's like got a tiny, tiny little waist and then just massive, massive shoulders and a tiny little head stuck on top.
Like Knuckles.
We'll see.
Yeah, so he looks like Knuckles.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like,
holy
shit. And, like, he now insists that his actual name is Dr. Eggman, thus ruining all of the very carefully constructed Sonic canon that Sonic Team have been meticulously constructing over all of these years.
Even though his original name was Eggman.
His original name was Eggman in the Japanese game. That doesn't make it the original
in the other games.
You know what I kind of get from
Sonic Boom is this idea that like that they're stranded and they're stuck and they don't have as much materials, so they have to wear bandages like they're some sort of desert wanderers. But if it's like post-apocalyptic where like everyone's gotten buffed or just got strangely long legs,
people get buffed in post-apocalypse, the nuke drops, and people are like, well, better start working out.
They sure don't resemble like starving people like in Somalia or some shit.
But, like, Robotnik's buffed, and Knuckles is buffed, but he's not as buffed as he probably would be, because they all do cardio, so he just probably can't keep his gains.
Right, right.
I fucking hate that. No.
I got something to say about this, though.
He needs to ride a bike so that, you know, it's not as much cardio.
Think about it, Robotnik just flies around, and he can just work on his arms, and he doesn't have to worry about it.
It actually kind of blows my mind, not that this exists, but that it is... as huge of a controversy as it is. I know people who haven't played a Sonic game in their life who are mad about this. Like, oh, they ruined Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, nobody's given a fuck about Sonic the Hedgehog in years.
Can you really make Sonic the Hedgehog any worse than it is now?
Yeah.
Why do people care at all? It looks kind of funny. But why are people, like, legit mad and, like, upset about it? Because I know people who are.
That's pretty funny.
Do you really know people who cry every night?
No, not cry, like, they're like, fuck this new Sonic. Fuck it. It's terrible.
I cry every night for different reasons.
It's just whatever, you know? Like, why even bother getting mad about it? It's fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. Of course.
Well, you're getting mad about them getting mad about it. So I think, who has the real problems here? Who has the real problems?
Do you remember the picture that was going around the internet a few years ago of like how video game characters would end up? And it was like, you know, Crash Bandicoot is continually getting edgier. And Sonic turns into like this Bayonetta-like character with like spaghetti limbs. But yeah, his limbs are getting longer every time.
Spaghetti limbs.
They're like, always getting longer.
It would be
longer.
Cool though if they like bent the like Adventure Time, like Catsman said before.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
No.
So anyway, yeah, CryEngine 3 is running on the Wii U as well for this game. I just thought I'd let you know.
More like
Snoring.
It's
a game. I heard it was an anime.
CryEngine
3? Yeah, it's
a game.
It's a cartoon. It's an American cartoon.
What?
That's what Sonic Boom is?
Isn't it both? Isn't it a cartoon and a game?
Yeah.
It's like a merge. It's like a double
cartoon game and merchandise toy.
We don't know anything about the things we are talking about.
It says here in the news article.
That's like every episode.
That is every episode.
Or on Polygon.com, Sonic Boom, whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I finally found a picture of Buff Botnick here. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Post it. I didn't see. I did mine.
He's like just he's triangle man.
Googled Sonic Boom Robotnik. You'll find it.
Little man hates person.
Yeah, I see. Oh, I was hoping for a bigger picture. So I could see his legs.
Yeah, I wanted his legs too.
Yeah.
I think they're just
Why
tiny.
Do you want to see his legs so much?
Because, look, I used to appreciate his legs and see if they're good or not. I mean, sure, he looks pretty great, but what about his legs, man?
You want to know if he skipped leg day, is what you're saying.
No, yeah, the thing is, as someone who goes to the gym, actually, no, fuck it.
Yeah.
If I tell
as someone who goes to the gym,
me going to the gym.
Is
or,
he swole?
He doesn't sound. Were you about to say he doesn't sound like someone who goes to the gym?
I don't know.
As someone who goes to the gym.
I was going to say something about like him being lame because he's Mel.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, Jam. Okay.
So, Jammer, now that we're recording the podcast, before we move on to the next news item, would you like to tell me what your big comeback to my rant on Broken Age is?
Oh, yeah, sure. It wasn't a rant about Broken Age. It was when you were talking about how people want more than one use command. Like, I don't know. I think that sometimes when you have, more than one way to... Like, if you can drink a potion or throw a potion or whatever... And just experiment with shit like that, then sometimes it can be good.
What if to drink it you click on yourself and to throw it you click elsewhere?
Well, that'd be good then. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah,
but you know, there's certain situations which that might not work, but I can't think of any. But
what about an option where you can kill someone? Like
what if
you
mean like a harvester?
Yes, exactly, like an harvester.
Or
like
Harvester
is probably the greatest game ever made though. I don't know if you can improve on it.
Fucked
Aaron.
What if I want
seriously,
to pour
fuck
the,
that game.
What if I want to pour the potion on something and not throw it at it?
Yeah, see, there you go. See, that's a perfectly valid thing. Too.
Maybe it contextually knows whether you want to throw it or pour it.
Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe you have to get close to it, and it's like, oh, you're close to it. You don't have to throw it.
How good is the AI on this potion?
Yeah, but people actually liked Broken Age. I thought it was bad.
No, Broken Age is good.
I want to play it to see because I've heard of how polarizing it is. So
it's not polarizing at all.
It is polarizing.
Beautiful art, engaging story, good voice acting.
It's really, really simple.
Some people
say it's too easy. I think it's about right. I think it feels a lot easier because if you ever get stuck in a puzzle, you can just switch to the other character, play them for a bit, and then come back, and it'll seem obvious.
I think
that makes the game seem a lot easier. I never enjoy adventure games when I'm like wandering around trying to find the solution to a puzzle. So if you do enjoy that, then good for you. But your opinion sucks.
My opinion on it is that like, why even have the puzzles in the first place if they're just arbitrary and like you could just like instead
because
play the game for the story?
You do have to think to solve them, and it does make for interesting situations.
But are they just? But then. You know, that's kind of contradictory because you don't want to spend a lot of time fucking around with puzzles. Like,
just because you build a puzzle doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of time fucking around with it. It could be like, let's think of a good example of a puzzle in Broken Age. Damn, I don't even remember any of that game anymore.
Well, maybe
so
that
right,
means it's forgettable.
It's not good.
Yeah, there you go.
Why are we talking about Broken Age anyway? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, Jamba wanted to bring it up.
On it.
There was one puzzle in that game that I really liked, and I don't remember what it is.
Let's tell us the solution.
Oh, hold up. Yeah, it's the Space Weaver puzzle. That's right.
Okay, whatever that means.
Yeah, so I'm not going to spoil it for people who haven't played Broken Age, but it's a really good puzzle, and it makes you use your brain without ever being too obtuse or difficult or arbitrary. It's just like a logical series of deductions that you make to in order to solve it.
That sounds neat.
Yeah.
We'll see if it is.
Yeah, we will.
I heard that the girl's story isn't very good, though.
The girl's voice actor isn't very good. I've complained about it before.
Yeah, but I've heard that the story kind of meanders a lot and then kind of just ends.
Is that the one with the lumberjack?
Yeah.
Then that's why.
No, Lumberjack's fine.
No.
Lumberjack had some funny lines.
Pretty sure that's why.
No, Lumberjack had some funny lines.
Was it voiced by Will Wheaton?
I don't actually know who Will Wheaton is.
He's Wesley from...
Shut up, Wesley!
Yeah, there you go.
That still doesn't say who he is.
Wesley from the Next Generation.
Yeah, everyone knows the original Star Trek.
Well, then you're lame.
Sorry. From the original Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm lame for watching the original Star Trek. Okay.
We're not watching TNG, man.
Will Wheaton is on a... He's got Geek and Sundry on YouTube. He does loads of stuff. I like Will Wheaton.
He's cool. Basically the male Felicia Day.
Yeah, pretty much. He is.
So, next item of news, perhaps...
Happy Man, do you have any words to say on Dungeon Keeper?
Oh, not really. I don't know anything about the... Something we have Facebook?
Yeah, probably. Is it? I don't know if it's on Facebook. I think you might have to pay $60 and then pay more money for it. I don't know.
No, it's... Okay.
Shut another game!
I don't know anything about this new thing, so...
I just posted a link to a BBC article about it.
I never chat on Broken Age. I didn't. Why'd you?
So I think the thing about Dungeon Keeper is now it's one of the free games where, you know, you pay money in game to do stuff. Even like Pierre Molyneux is pissed off, is annoyed about it.
It's pay to work. You pay so that you can dig out a mine.
It doesn't matter your opinion, Jambalaya.
That's the song. You're doing the fucking song. I wrote it for you.
Fine. I'll make it. I'll do it anyway. I'll say Nintendo is shit.
That won't ruin.
Nintendo is a map. Yeah.
Long story short, the new Dungeon Keeper game is like super fucking slow and like almost unplayable if you don't spend a shit ton of cash to make it go faster. Basically.
I mean,
so it's not great.
I am impressed at like just how elaborate the Skinner boxes are getting. And it's really weird, just this whole like free to play thing that has popped up where you're like, instead of like just buying the game like prepaid, it's like pay as you go game.
I've been frustrated with this for years.
Continually pay in order to go.
Why does anyone do that?
I don't understand it.
It puts me
just
off
buy the whole thing.
Well.
It's like if you had a sofa and you're like, okay, you get this sofa for free, but basically you have to pay like 50p a minute to sit on it. Okay, have fun. See you later.
Or you have to sit on it for 10 hours.
Buy a sofa from a fucking charity shop.
Or you have to sit on it for 10 hours before it gets comfortable.
Yeah. Go warm the cushion. But like free to play games, it throws me off games really. I don't like it that much. The two free to play games I've played and likes really for an extended period of time would be Dota 2 and Tribes Ascend.
And Tribes Ascend you can just buy wholesale.
Was a bastardized version of a classic game that is enjoyed by idiots who think they're playing these really cool retro first person shooter games, but actually they're not.
At the point which I was playing it, it was still pretty fun for me. I stopped playing it. I heard it got worse. So I was like, eh.
Seriously, I fucking hate high res. All they do is make shitty games and then abandon them.
Yeah, seems like they do.
Well, I've enjoyed playing War Thunder a lot recently. I like shooting planes and stuff.
I've enjoyed playing Warframe a lot recently.
I've enjoyed doing war a lot recently.
Yeah, I've in really enjoyed war. Syria.
The two free to play games that I play are like Warframe and Team Fortress 2. I've started playing that again.
Is Warframe the same as Hawken, or is it different?
Different, right?
It's like very where different. You play as a cyber ninja, kind of.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you chop things and you shoot things.
It's an online first-person shooter in space. There's a lot of emphasis on going fast, like you can run on walls and go fucking jump crazy high and do crazy shit, and it's fun. Yeah.
So it's like Vanquish.
It actually does have a lot of like inspiration from Vanquish, I think, because you can like slide around and shit. But there's no slow-mo, but still. And you can there's a bunch of different robot suits with different skills you can use and a lot of shit to level up and a lot of different weapons and just fun. Also, it's free. It doesn't have the usual free-to-play bullshit, which is like you gotta pay to get anywhere in the game, basically.
You can only have one character class, though.
I would like to talk about something tangentially related to video games.
I just got to mention one thing about free-to-play games.
Yeah.
Imagine being a kid now.
Yeah.
And having these fucking free-to-play games.
Fucking awful.
That would be... No, actually, fucking free games. My dad didn't buy me a lot of games when I was a kid, so that would be fucking awesome for me. Being able to play Team Fortress 2 for free.
I had Rayman on the Game Boy, and I beat that game. Must have been like 40 times. I didn't care. Rayman was cool.
Think about it, Happy Man. These are the games they're getting introduced to. That is awful. That's not how games work.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Well, Team Fortress 2 isn't too bad.
You grew up thinking that it's normal that you should pay money just to play video games.
$120,
There was this huge lawsuit that Apple was involved in for making it too easy for kids to buy shit and free-to-play games. Because, like, minutes after you unlock... If you put in the password for buying shit, you can buy anything.
Oh yeah, a few weeks after they had made Team Fortress 2 free to play, I read this thing about some Norwegian kid who had his dad's credit card information on his Steam account, and he just spent a shit ton on like hats. It was like €200 worth of hats.
Yeah,
like
the same
weapons
thing.
And stuff.
Yeah, and then imagine that times every iPhone.
Oh yeah,
quality. Don't buy your kids an iPhone. Buy them a stick.
Exactly.
Sticks are cheaper and they're more versatile.
When I was a kid, or I guess I still am, kind of younger.
You're a kid.
We played just general online flash games a lot, since you don't have to pay money.
So did I.
What else?
So when I was a kid, we had DOS.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably worse now. I mean, flash games are not the same as real games, but maybe it's just going to be an evolution of that. I don't know.
Plague was considered to be the pinnacle of first-person shooter and graphics.
But yeah, I like emulation.
Oh my god, discovering emulation for the first time. What do you mean I can download every NES game and they're only kilobytes? And that was great when I was on dial-up internet. I was like, shit.
Oh yeah, I found out about emulation.
Kirby's Adventure's already finished and it's not even time for dinner.
I would be different without emulation.
Definitely. I found emulation pretty early in my gaming life, and I just played a shit ton of NES and SNES games. And my dad is really against piracy because he works in the movie industry, but he thought it was great because he never had to buy me games. everything I wanted.
It's not really piracy though, because it's technically not vaporware, but it's really old games.
Yep. Oh yeah, but still.
Nintendo's case, because they now sell them on virtual console. You could
exactly. Yeah, well, Nintendo's pretty much evil, so I don't really care.
Well, Nintendo's evil.
What's that? Wrong opinions? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm hearing wrong
Nintendo
opinions.
Nintendo is evil.
I'm hearing wrong opinions.
I would say they're morally neutral at best, and they're kind of jerks a lot of the time.
Okay, let's.
Evil is a step too far.
Let's say evil is a very strong word. Jerk. Heads, I guess, is probably the word.
Yeah, jerk heads.
I don't really
feel like
giving them any of my money.
SMT4, it's all I want.
I wanted to say something about that shit, about the piracy. Here's a PSA for you. If the company's fucking evil and disgusting, they're still hiring people who suffer if everyone pirates something they made.
Well, they're already suffering now, though.
I refuse to work for companies that I find morally detestable.
And not everyone has that luxury.
I would literally rather
be morally reprehensible in order to run a big company. Otherwise, you wouldn't succeed.
No.
Gotta get the cash. Gotta get the dough.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Gotta get the dough.
I mean, it's not about being, it's about being amoral, not about being demoral.
It's all about making demoral.
Basically.
Unmoral, that's what I meant. It's about being amoral, not unmoral.
Do we really need to talk
immoral.
About
the capitalist system?
The next story is about the Crossbox, because Microsoft has a new CEO, and you're going to love who he is. His name is Satya Nadella, and he was the chief. Stop calling things evil.
Evil.
He was a
evil.
In the case of Microsoft, right? Never put down something as evil when it could have just been caused by incompetence.
Every villain is lemon.
This is true. This is true. Could have been incompetence.
That's like a rule of thumb. But anyway, yeah. And he is the former chief of the company's cloud and enterprise group. Yeah, cloud computing.
Yeah, so, that's probably incompetence.
The power.
I wonder.
And he's and so basically he's like, what's he done? Bing and Xbox Live. His hobbies include cricket and poetry. And people are saying that he's gonna make
what a nerd.
People are saying that he's going to make Microsoft shit, to which I would say they were already shit. But can you imagine if you like start up Windows one day and it's like, sign in with your Microsoft account to access your documents?
Because
it could happen. It could legit happen now. That's definitely a possibility. You go to your Xbox and it's like, please verify your Xbox over the internet.
I'm pretty sure CEOs don't really make decisions about the OS like that.
Right, okay. No, you're right. They don't.
What if they don't do anything.
No, they will.
They're just figureheads, basically.
What if you had to play a game of cricket and write a poem to get into your documents?
What if there was a cricket playing identification system that measured your skill and then that was your password?
But did he seriously say his
password is your skill at cricket?
No, like
that
your password is
Lord.
You play a game of cricket, right? Against like, you just play a game of cricket and record it, and then that's.
Let me tell you something about cricket. A long time ago, I got a huge grudge about the skills of someone else in cricket, like a person I knew. It escalated. It wasn't great, and from then on, I've learned never keep a grudge.
Beat his head in with a cricket stick. Is that right?
Okay, no.
The only reason you don't keep a grudge is because you can't afford to. Because you're you.
Yeah.
Hey, he doesn't keep grudges because he's nice.
I would say I'm nice
because he's a bitch. He's forced to be nice. He has to be. Otherwise,
I'm just conscientious. I don't actually care about anyone.
Video games.
Does anyone have any opinions about video games?
Well, video games are pretty great, I guess. They've given me hours of entertainment. If I didn't have video games, I'd be a very different person.
In that case, I'd like to go on to the next news item, which is something that literally, like, me and only me is probably going to be interested in.
Okay.
Metal Gear?
Physics. Double Fine are doing another Amnesia Fortnite. And,
what does this mean?
There's some really cool games in there. There's, like, one game where you're, like, ahead and you have to, like, jump between, like, zombie bodies. And there's, like, really bizarre games, like, let's see what other ones. There's two different cat simulators. One in which you play, like, a cat that's, like, it's called Gone Astray. And you play a cat that has, just, like, left home and is forging its own path in the world. And there's another way you play as a cat that jumps through boxes to go to like extra dimensional places. There's one where you're the leader of a fictitious communist party.
Good.
Which sounds pretty cool.
Is it like Tropico?
There's loads of weird ideas. Like you're at like a you're the announcer. No wait, you're the mic operator for a football game, and then you hear like someone's planning to blow up the football, and you're like, oh no, someone's planning to blow up the football. There's one that's entirely about re-entering the Earth's atmosphere after a malfunction on a ship in low Earth orbit.
How is the football one a game?
What do you mean, how is the football one again?
I heard someone's going to blow up the football. I mean, first of all, which yeah. football are we talking about? We're talking hand egg football or soccer ball football? Second of all, you said you hear...
You're a mic operator.
You're a mic operator. You heard someone's going to blow up the football.
Over the mic.
Football stadium,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then you have to tell people that it's happened. So what, you go to the mic and you say they're going to blow up the stadium and then you win?
I don't know.
Are they going to blow up the stadium or just the football? Because the football wouldn't really matter.
Yeah. If it's the football, they just get a new one.
Oh, we need another football.
It's a really big IED inside of it. Come on, what are you talking about?
What if the football blew up while, being kicked and going over whatever the goal thing for the American football is? That would be awesome.
It's called a goal.
It's called
the goal thing.
The goal thing, yeah, whatever it is.
The scoring sticks.
That'd be like an anime or something, like really high action, and like the football explodes when it goes into the goal. The crowd would go nuts.
In this country, we call them hoity-toity scory pointies.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure you don't.
The White Witch's Gnome War, which is like a dark take on Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, where the dwarves have to craft weapons and fight the undead.
And the gnomes,
that sounds pretty good.
Oh boy, yeah, they're like zombies.
Gnomes. It looks like gamers. A really cool game.
Hey gamers, actually. Are you extreme? Are you
Look at the fucking video for this game. It looks like zombies. It looks legit unique.
Gonna kill them all.
Don't get mad if it's zombies in them just because they have zombies in them. Get mad if it's like a zombie shooter that's totally fucking generic. And don't get fucking excited when the next Left 4 Dead gets out. I'll punch
He's
you
making
in the
a
cunt.
Joke, guys.
Left 4 Dead is going to be on the Source Engine too.
It's just the same thing, right?
There's one game that's like a slasher horror adventure summer camp, and it's just entirely made out of horror film slasher cliches, basically.
Is it roguelike, though? Or is it roguelike?
No, it's roguelike.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
There's one where you play as a horse for hire who has to ensure the safe passage of inept heroes through various adventures.
I now want to make a game called Rogue, just so that there can be Rogue likes.
A lot of these are very creative. I like it.
Yeah, but I know, right?
But that goat simulator at the CodeJam is getting a lot of attention.
Again, a lot of these games sound like a lot of these games
Peter
sound
Martin
like
games,
yeah.
Yeah, what would Molly do? Yeah, the fake Peter Molyneux. The better Peter Molyneux. God damn, why hasn't anyone made Pin Drop yet? That's such an awesome idea.
What is it?
What was Pin Drop?
Pin Drop is the game where, there's no sound allowed and you live in a black and white silent movie, and then your wife is killed or something for no reason, and then she's reincarnated as a cat, but the cat can talk for some reason, and you still talk in silent movie, and then you have to fight against the silent movie oppression with your talking cat dead wife.
That sounds like a much better movie than it does a game.
It does, actually.
Silent movie a metaphor for something like oppression within a society?
No.
All
right. Is there anything else about the Amnesia?
Amnesia Fortnite has 4 days left on it, which means that it'll probably have been done for 5 weeks by the time this podcast goes up. So just forget about it. Oh, and also, Pendleton Ward's making a game for it. Well, he's leading a project.
Pendleton Ward is
a cool ass guy.
Yeah,
he makes previous games.
Oh yeah, sure.
But none of the Adventure Time games are any good, for apparently.
No,
is he making a game about the show, or?
No, he's pitched these random ass ideas. Like, some of them are really stupid. Like, there's his first idea is a game called Damn It Jerry, where you're just a fat guy called Jerry, and for some reason, the king of the land always wants everyone to make a pile, and he always wants Jerry to be on top of the pile, but he's really fat, and people try and distract him, and everyone just says, damn it, Jerry, at the end. But then there's, really cool-sounding ideas. He pitched a game called Little Pink Best Buds, which I suggest you check out the video for, actually, because it's, a ridiculously interesting pitch that has me intrigued, but not intrigued enough to pay money to vote on it.
Alright, I'm just gonna explain this. I live in Los Angeles, and a lot of cartoons get made here.
Yeah.
And in the entertainment industry, especially with...
Oh, and I say this as someone...
Well, no, they're started here, but then they're animated in animation factories in Korea or what have you.
Animation sweatshops.
A lot of the stuff have these strange ideas because these people just get... They get baked, and they just start saying stupid things, and they write it down, and they're like, okay, now let's just make a cartoon out of that. That's why you have... Let's explore the dungeon because I don't know.
Just the regular show you're talking about. There.
No. He's talking about every fucking Cartoon Network anime.
That's like regular show.
No, that's just regular show.
Hey, Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage? If it's your garbage, why do you want it? Just let him have it.
You can't claim that these are new ideas because I grew up with like Ren and
Stimpy. Damn it, Jerry.
And all that stuff.
But like, that's not a video game.
That's still every Cartoon Network show for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
It really is.
It actually really bothers me when people go, "Oh, this creative thing was made on drugs."
Yeah, it really bothers me as well because it discredits the fucking creators. Yeah, it discredits the hard work and effort and imagination that the creators have put into it. And like, if they'd just been on drugs, they would have come up with something utterly shit, to be honest.
Yeah.
I literally live in California, and I'm probably the only person who doesn't smoke pot here. Trust me, I'm not talking out of my ass on this.
I smoke pot, and that doesn't mean I'm making fantastic fucking cartoons at the time.
I'm talking about, it doesn't make me creative at all.
When I was doing drugs.
No. They're creative people, but the initial idea comes out of that, and it's fine if some people want to think outside the box by doing that, but it's like, you're going to have a lot of bad ideas.
Yeah.
Well, there's a guy on a pile and they say his name. That's not a video game.
Some people, they just have that kind of imagination. Doesn't mean they're on drugs.
Yeah, I think you're talking total bullshit.
I tell you what, Happy Man. Why don't you come live in Los Angeles for the 27 years I have?
And
you tell me if I'm full of bullshit after you see hipsters everywhere. And it's just...
I'm not saying people don't smoke pot there. I'm saying that's not the source of creativity.
I'm just going to put it like this. You're wrong, Happy Man. Next time.
He's got that one down. Fight. Internet fight.
There's no fight. I just told him he's wrong.
Wow. I would say that weed doesn't exactly make you creative. It's more of a... It slows your productivity, if anything. It makes you less likely to want to come up with ideas and do anything.
Sit on the couch and eat Cheetos.
The drugs that make you more proactive, like cocaine and LSD that make you have these fantastic ideas, are counterproductive to creative processes. So if you're on coke and you try and come up with ideas, you lose fucking interest instantly from these ideas. Yeah, as an example. But I mean, weed, as an example, doesn't make you think, oh, I'm going to do fantastic cartoons. You'll just go, fuck it.
I know.
Well, I mean,
takes your stupid ideas and you giggle at them and say like, "Ha,
yeah." But then they write it down and do them.
When you smoke weed, you laugh at fucking everything. That's why. But it doesn't make you more creative.
Sagan would have disagreed with you.
Like, what about like?
I don't think it does either.
People, man.
I think it just makes them think they're more creative at the time. Like how people try to get drunk to meet friends at bars or get girls at bars.
Why are we talking about this for so damn long?
I hate it so much. People go, "Oh, this was made on drugs."
Yeah, because it completely like undermines the idea of like making.
Mark, will you buy me a plane ticket to California?
Wait, where is it? The City of Angels. I want to go to the City of Angels.
It's the City of the Angels, right? No, it's the Angels.
It's plural. Los Angeles. Idiot.
You don't want to come here. Go to San Francisco. I mean, it's going to be more expensive.
Go to
California.
City of the Angels.
California.
Shut up,
cats.
Casman, do your American accent more often, please.
No.
I think that's all the topics I have.
Please say in an American accent, "Let's get a hamburger, guys.
Let's all go out for some frosty chocolate milkshakes."
That was Gerald Ford.
Thanks,
wasn't
guys,
it?
You Ooh. Saved me from those ninjas. Now let's go out for a burger. Ha ha ha.
I thought it was
Bad Dudes.
Great game.
I own a copy of Bad Dudes. I have a physical copy of that.
You have a physical copy of Bad Dudes.
Yeah, it's called Dragon Ninja over here.
Umbrag. Wow.
That's way better than Bad Dudes.
Every time you beat a level.
No, it isn't.
Umbrag. because you can't say I'm bad.
Oh yeah,
fucking
really,
NES
sound really
chip.
Poorly like encoded, just pop up. So
hey,
funny.
Back in those days, it cost like $8,000 per word to digitize like words. So
it's a $16,000 phrase. Just
Ghostbusters NES game. Ghostbusters NES. Ghostbuster.
Well, I think actually, then again, anything's better than the John Madden football opening where he just screams at the fucking thing. He just tears through the background, just
fucking John.
Isn't that what John Madden does? I thought.
I think it was just crouching. That's the thing.
Like, no, John Madden makes really obvious comments during football commentary.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a crowd cheering, and then it just came out as like this demonic wailing.
You know that one football announcer is like really like he just looks completely soulless and he sucks at commentating. I can't ever remember his name, but I think you know who I'm talking about if you watch football.
I don't
watch football.
You know what sport has good commentators? Basketball. Fucking Dick Vitale.
No, just listen to everything in Brazilian.
Dipsy doo dunkaroo slam jam.
And then you get the hoy hoy hoys and the ayayayas.
The nail in the coffin. Is it the shoes?
Pro wrestling. This is disgusting.
Yes, pro wrestling is great commentary too.
Actually. So cold.
Who do you think the methodical pace benefits, King?
The guy who is in control is gonna take a methodical pace. I don't know. I don't remember what he says, but something.
Yeah,
like that.
No one does.
Educated feet.
Are they using their educated feet?
Big kick echoes around the arena.
Also, what's the next GWA?
And there's a counter tonight. By Sunshine. Oh, it's today. It's tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
What okay, now we're talking about them. GWA.
Yeah,
it's
we always
time
do.
In officiality to move on.
Yep.
It's a book club, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Cat Planet.
I did not play Cat Planet, but I did play Cat
I played Cat
damage.
Planet once ages ago, so I'm probably not qualified to talk about it.
I played Cat Lateral Damage recently.
Cat Lateral Damage is... I always wondered why cats do that. Like, why do they always want to push things off, like, surfaces?
Because they want
you
to...
You see endless videos on
dick.
The internet of people... Yeah, but why? Like, there has to be a reason.
It's not like a deliberate choice.
It's like an instinct. They're like, I must push this off. I must.
Because they're dicks.
They are dicks. They are genetically designed to be dicks.
Isn't it really just because cats like being up high and there's stuff in their waist and they just push it off? It's not like they're like evil. They're just cats.
No, they're
big, fat, lazy dicks.
They are designed to be selfish. They're not pack animals. Therefore, they're selfish.
Can you stop saying
dicks
that way, Tucker?
Big fat dicks. Lazy dicks.
Big fat hairy dicks.
Well, Cat Lateral Damage is pretty fun. I got to. What score do you need to beat it? I forget.
I never beat it. I would be a terrible cat.
I beat it a few times to the soothing tones of Bitches Ain't Shit, but Hoes and Tricks.
Did you have to pay for that game?
No,
they're both free. Every game on the thing EO is either free or
I don't play games you have to pay for. Screw that.
Well,
everything needs to be free for cats.
When a game is like 2 minutes long, I'm not paying for it. Fuck that. No matter how beautiful.
What if it's art? What if it's 2 minute long artistic expression?
Games are not art.
If a man poured his heart into a 2 minute long game about a cat pushing things off surfaces.
You know what people thought? You know what people figured out in like the 20s? Is that like art as a term is irrelevant?
We're not talking about fucking video games or art.
Although Cat Planet is art.
The dead guy with no jaw who said video games, they're not art.
Everything is art.
No, he said video games aren't.
You know who else didn't have a jaw when he died? Max Spinney and Robespierre.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. But no, because when he was discovered, he was shot in the jaw. It kind of fucked him up. They had to bandage it, and when he was about to be guillotined, it fell off.
Oh, yeah.
And that
dude, that's cool.
Run. I know, right? The French Revolution was really interesting. The terror only lasted, like... Actually, no, I'm not going to talk about that because then people will correct me. Don't matter.
Was it more interesting than the Russian Revolution or less interesting?
I don't know. Because
equally interesting, I guess.
If you like revolutions, then look up the Russian Revolution, because there's a whole lot of like really interesting stuff that people always skip over. They're always like, oh yeah, first there was Red October, which was really big, awesome event. No, it wasn't. Then Stalin, and like just like the everything in between is just no, it's gone.
Wasn't the Red October a fucking submarine that Sean Connery was looking for? And he was the worst Russian of all time because he totally didn't sound Russian at all.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. In Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman plays an Irishman, okay?
What?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman plays an Irishman.
Kenton, are you saying you don't know about the very large ethnic black Irish community?
No, I'm saying Morgan Freeman isn't fucking Irish.
Well, but it's no, Morgan
you're not Irish either.
There's a film that was on called The Sea Chase, which is John Wayne as a German with a German crew. But none of them speak German. They've all got American.
Yeah, they'll speak
German. They say howdy
German
whenever they greet
English.
Each other.
What is John Wayne?
Howdy.
It's John Irish Wayne. Black. It's John Wayne as John Wayne, but he's meant to be like a Nazi. So he's like, "Hi there, little lady. I'm a Nazi captain." You know, it makes no fucking sense.
Well, how about them Jews for the Führer?
Yeah, exactly.
And such.
You know, except the woman in it, I think, is a German actress. So she's like, "Oh, hello there, John Wayne. You're so attractive." And he's like, "Oh, yes, call me Hans." Well, except with a John Wayne accent.
The name is Heinz or Hans or whatever that says on that ketchup bottle over there.
My name is Catsup.
I'm pretty sure John Wayne played Attila the Hun at some point.
He did. In that movie that no. People probably died of because of the nuclear thing.
If I could try and bring cancer. It back to video games, though, would Shawshank Redemption be a good video game?
No. Can you imagine? It just depends. Be like,
I want
what
to
was
be a
it?
Video
like,
game.
Rock Pick Simulator 2014.
Oh, so doesn't he get fucked in the butt in it?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I want to see a kind of Monte Cristo video game complete with a built-in faint function.
So would Shawshank Redemption just be Minecraft? But
maybe
Shawshank Redemption.
What about Peace?
It would be a point-and-click game, but you'd have like a small Minecraft segment.
That reminds me of the John Steinbeck version of Harvest Moon. I want to make.
Wait, you want to make a John Steinbeck version of Harvest Moon?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
What happens at the end if you don't mind me asking you to spoil the plot of your non-existent game?
I don't know.
Oh, is
it? Wouldn't they? But there'd be a bunch of different things that could happen. It would just be about like everything would start out all cute and shit, and then it would turn to shit somehow, like every John Steinbeck book has to.
I'd play it.
I'd also play it.
You played a game where you're a cat on a shelf, Catsman. You're not exactly.
All right, I'll play some men.
I'll play anything.
If it's based on Steinbeck, what probably happens is you end up losing your farm. And you starve to death.
Yeah, I did actually have like there's a, like you know the dust ball happens and yeah so yeah I don't know maybe
or you have a child and they starve, they get sick,
and you
sell your farm and you get your money too late and they die.
Mm-hmm.
What if you eat the child? How many games can you eat children in? I can think of one, although it was cut as the weird scene.
Couldn't you do that in one of the Fallouts?
Yeah, or like,
actually,
no. Or like your farm does extremely well, then everyone gets jealous and you end up dead somehow.
I mean, I always thought that if they made a game out of the original, the actual book based on I Am Legend, not the shitty film, because that book is fantastic and the film has nothing to do with the book. But the film is an
extended advert for Nike brand shoes.
The film has Shrek in it, doesn't it? So that makes
Has anyone actually read the book, I Am Legend?
No, I haven't.
I haven't, but I really want to.
Hey man, come back. I'm reading War and Peace.
It is.
You're
fantastic.
Reading War and Peace?
It's literally on the desk, although I had a break for like 2 weeks. I probably will.
2 weeks? Oh
it.
My god, dude.
I mean,
you can't take a break from a book that big for 2 weeks. It just doesn't work.
Look, I was reading about the military revolution.
Say what you were going to say about I Am Legend, and then I got to say something.
What I was going to say is, you know how the film ends? They've got two different endings for the film.
Yeah.
And
the shit ones.
I didn't love shit.
And neither of them, normally they have one ending which is based on the book, but neither of them have anything to do with the book. And the book has one of the most poignant endings is like changing.
Yeah, I know.
And they
the
didn't
ending.
Include it in the fucking film when it's what
and
the whole film is
about. And it basically negates the whole point of the film.
That's yeah, the whole point of the book, the ending of the book changes everything the film is about, and they thought, nah, let's not have that. Let's have Will Smith being more Will Smithy.
So they do that a lot. They always like screen endings for movies, and then if the like people don't like it, then they change it. Like, there's so many movies I know that have alternate endings just because something didn't go down well in a test screening. Like, they ask the audience afterwards, and they're like, "Oh, that was too sad. I wish little Jimmy had somehow magically beat his cancer."
Yeah.
Like, I wish his friends had brought him back to life with the power of love or whatever, and the movie execs just go, "Yeah, you've got to do that now." Yeah.
Needs more necromancy.
It's so dumb.
I just wanted to say the book club actually became a book club.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. I didn't think of that.
That's because Kat said he wanted this to be a podcast about people sitting next to fire smoking pipes. Yeah. And books is
holy
is,
shit.
Pipes.
Yeah. Ha, joke's on you, listeners. We were talking about the entire time.
And then all of this gets cut from the final.
Yes.
We're talking about the superior media.
And we make an alternate book club.
I would enjoy that so much, but I don't
last
think
thing
I want to do it.
The bro just said, oh shit, and disconnected. Thanks to Ralph.
Maybe something blowed up.
But clearly, The Great Gatsby is the greatest book of all time, right?
It was pretty good.
You're screwing with me. No, I hate that book so much.
It's a mess of commas places.
And Arnold Shrugged.
Lolita is the best book. Prove me wrong.
Atlas Shrugged.
Starship Troopers was based on a book, wasn't it?
The book also has nothing to do with the movie, by the way.
Yeah.
I think
Soylent Green.
Neil Patrick Harris was my favorite character.
I think someone made a Great Gatsby video game.
It was like a Nintendo game where he attacks dancing women by throwing his hat. It's awesome. It's way better than the book.
And I'm pretty sure there's been Starship Trooper video games too.
I'm so edgy. I didn't like Great Gatsby.
I didn't like Great Gatsby. So the point is Cat Planet.
Yes.
Right.
Cat Planet. Where you
Cat Planet.
You fly around on Cat Planet and talk to cats and try to make your way through the Cat Planet.
And they give you like encouraging words. It's lovely.
Yeah, they always encourage you and they say fun shit all the time.
Best game.
And then I don't remember what did you reach at the end of the Cat Planet?
Cat Hell or something. It's dark.
Yeah. And then just the credits zoom by really fucking fast, and then that's the end of the game.
Yeah.
But I should have written down some of the shit that the cats say. I didn't do that when I played it. But it's a really awesome game. It takes 30 minutes to beat. Go play Cat Planet. It's free. Go. Cat Planet.
Yeah.
As someone who hasn't played Cat Planet, I think I'm going to go play Cat Planet right now.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What genre, when you say Cat Planet?
Platformer.
It's like a Cat Planet related game.
Cat Planet.
That's the genre. Yeah, that's
the
genre.
Genre cat.
There is apparently a burgeoning cat genre, if the end news of Fortnite says anything.
There's a fucking bird genre, it seems.
Wait, what's
for the
bird
genre?
Birds. Angry Birds and
Flappy Birds.
It's like all these games, it's just like, what's that?
All right,
go back to stuff we've already talked about.
Little round birds.
So, what are we going to do for the next game book club?
Well, we've been saying that we should start having a list, but we just did not make a list at all. So,
I have an idea for...
Decide by dictatorship in the next 5 seconds.
Middens.
You said dick.
Middens.
Yonoid. Let's do it.
Middens.
Let's get over it.
God damn it, it's Yonoid now.
No, it's... I said it.
Unless someone has a good idea.
Yo fucking Noid.
I don't want to do Yonoid.
Yonoid's awesome. What are you talking about?
Was that on the NES?
Yes.
Yes.
This is going to be 1,000 Yonoid streams.
You know?
Yonoid is the best advert game ever made.
by far.
No.
Well, Pepsi Man.
You know, you're wrong again, Happy Man.
Oh, fuck Pepsi Man. That game's great.
Cool Spot. Cool Spot is the best advertisement.
I fucking hate Pepsi Man so
Pepsi
much.
Pepsi Man!
Pepsi Man!
I love the soundtrack, but the game is just infuriating.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Pepsi Man is literally infuriating.
It's horrible. I just love the music.
Didn't they just rip a whole bunch
Pepsi Man was literally made by a load of people who, up until that point, had only made porn games.
That makes sense, actually, because Pepsi Man has a really, like, defined ass, and then nothing else is defined in the game.
Doesn't even have a face.
Yeah, I know,
but the ass is, like, really, like, well-shaped,
looking at Pepsi Man's ass.
I gotta ask what porn games are in the credentials for the people who made that game.
I don't look them up on the Giant Bombs.
Literally, Sweet Larry.
Oh, shit, what is that? What is that game that Areno played, a dating sim game? From Games MCX.
I didn't watch that.
Tokimeki Memorial or something.
Tokimeki Memorial, we should totally play that.
I'm saying we should do it for the Wrecking Crew.
I don't want to play some dumbass dating sim.
Well, Jamba, I don't like listening to you either.
Well, so I like listening to myself.
What's this Catsman's Conundrum thing then?
What's what?
The Catsman's Conundrum.
We haven't decided on a book club game yet.
I'm seriously... happy to do Yonoid, but I might not have time to play it.
Am I seriously the only person who's played Cool Spot?
No, I've played Cool Spot,
but...
Okay. But it's not as good as Pepsi Man.
Well, let's just do a double feature again of Cool Spot and Yonoid, you know? Although I would be... No, actually, that's a bad idea, because I would be the only one playing Yonoid.
Yonoid and Pepsi Man.
I'll play whatever. Just freaking tell me what.
Yeah. Tell me what to play, Happy Man.
You're the boss. Tell me what to do, Happy Man.
No.
It's decided. Yonoid.
Okay, Dictator Mubarak.
It's actually a legitimately awesome game.
Yeah. If you're feeling lazy, then just watch the Game Center CX episode about the game that Yonoid is based on instead.
No, that's not the same. It's not the same without pizza eating contest.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
For those who do not know, Yonoid is actually spelled... YO!NOID.
You forgot about the space.
Like an exclamation mark in the title. It annoys me so much because I can never spell them right.
You didn't like Freakazoid?
I love Freakazoid, but stop putting exclamation marks in the titles of things.
I got you wrong. I proved you wrong.
You know, like a gimmick on the NES?
I hate when things have an exclamation mark in the name. I don't hate the thing itself.
Hmm. Okay, let's do Catman and your conundrum.
Okay, my conundrum to pose to you this week that will surely inspire many high quality discussions is what is your least favorite theme of level in a video game?
Oh, Iceland. Mine is always
ice.
I don't know what ice level means, but it might be a compulsory stealth. I hate games that force you to do.
You said least favorite, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's easy. Sewer levels and swamp levels. In Overlord,
those are two different kinds.
I absolutely agree with Mao on this. Sewer levels are the worst.
In Overlord, the first game, the sewer level is literally right after the swamp level.
That's
fucking
awful.
Bullshit.
That makes sense because the sewer's letting out into the swamp.
I like it.
Yeah, but it's also terrible because. Overlord is like Pikmin, so everyone except your little blue dudes will drown in water.
Fuck. I don't mind ice levels, though, because ice levels, like, sometimes the gameplay sucks, but they always have the best music, so that keeps me going.
Ah, good point.
I don't care about any of them. There you go.
You don't care about any level?
I don't play video games. I don't play video games, man.
Why are you here?
Too edgy.
That's a question I ask myself every podcast. Why is he here?
I don't really understand your the question itself. Like how
worst favorite level theme. Most favorite, least favorite.
Depends on the game you play, because not all games have levels.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, theme area then.
Levels with slippery surfaces that makes it hard to run and jump.
The idea is that there's reoccurring themes or ideas of levels. And within the game design, these levels have recurring mechanics, like Appman just said, the ice levels. Or maybe it's like a swamp or a sewer. The character moves slower through the mud or whatever.
Oh my god, do you remember
Earthbound? Holy fuck.
The sewer level in, what was it, Ratchet and Clank 3, that's just like a long series of featureless tunnels where you can grind for bolts and it gets you lots of money, but it's the most boring fucking thing imaginable. Like, why did they put that in the game? Oh my god.
I don't know if it's my least favorite, but I know I don't like levels where it's dark and you can only, like, time it, or you can illuminate the area for like a small portion or for a limited time.
I like those ones in Crash Bandicoot 3. Yeah. Are those the ones you talk about?
And the Crash Bandicoot 1 ones.
I was thinking...
They're in all Crash Bandicoots.
In Pokemon, when you had to use Flash...
Yeah, that's annoying as shit.
I know what you mean.
Oh, there might have been some caves. There might have been some caves
this
in Earthbound that people like that.
Really specific, but probably like worse than the sewer levels or anything for me. Be levels where there's lots of teleporty things.
Ooh,
and they teleport to other parts of the level and like
also
make your way through.
Every Pokemon game has one like that.
I fucking hate teleport mazes in games. They piss me off so much.
Never play SMT then.
My least favorite thing is, like, this is basically just a kind of puzzle, but the stupid slidey block puzzle things that they put all over the place in fucking games.
Yeah.
Those suck. They're the worst fucking... Oh my god.
Don't let Sandro catch you saying that. That man dedicated his life to slider puzzles, and you could see it. You could really see it. He was prodigy.
You know, they're in every fucking Zelda game, every fucking Pokemon game. So
hey, do you mean, like, blocks that you just push, or... blocks you push across the surface, then they slide until they hit something.
Yes.
What do you think about those?
I like those.
I like the second. Slider puzzles where it's like a bunch of different jigsaw pieces, and there's one space left, and you have to slide them all.
Yeah, that's the one I thought.
Professor Layton,
those really suck.
Fuck those.
I don't know, because the slider puzzle dungeon in Skyward Sword was probably the only good dungeon aside from Ancient Cistern in that whole game.
I like a lot of the dungeons in that game.
Like, the reason that I don't like them is because they're just tedious, and they're the same every time you play the game, so it's like...
Well, if they're the same every time, then surely you're really good at them by now.
What's your favorite dungeon in the video game? Malnundrum.
Favorite overall dungeon?
Yeah.
That's a difficult question you got there.
I know.
Can you include Zelda dungeons? Because if so, Stone Tower.
Yeah, Stone Tower.
I would say dungeons, I don't know, like, they're kind of like levels, but I don't know.
Underground.
Now it's a conundrum for me. I need to define what a dungeon is.
When I was a kid, you know, I showed you all those shitty games I made on stream. Well, one I didn't show you was, like, it was a Mario-like game, I think, and I put in, like, a bonus level after you beat the game, and it was basically you're on a load of clouds, and you had to jump between the clouds, and some of the clouds you fell through and died and had to start the whole level again, and some of them... were solid, but they looked identical, and the level was like 10,000 pixels long, and you just had to jump across all of these clouds, and there were no enemies or any other obstacles. And I remember thinking when I was a kid, like, oh man, this is such a challenging level. This is for only the hardcore players. Like, my god, I'm a shitty person.
You didn't have that exact thing in some of the games you showed, but you had similar things anyway.
Like, literal bullshit that only requires memorization.
Most of Super
Meat Boy, for example, which isn't based off of skill, it's based off of rote memorization of level layouts and where hazards are and where they spawn.
The hazards are just shown to you up front. They're not hidden.
Not really. There's lots of times in Super Meat Boy where hazards appear where basically you would have had no way to be able to predict that they were there other than just remembering that they were.
I don't remember.
The boss in that's made of Meat Boys in the Hell area that has animations that have a kill part of the frame that's massive and take like one frame to execute, perhaps.
I never got that far because I got bored before I got there, so...
I hate Super Meat Boy so much. I was so excited for that game, and it turned out to be shit.
I sometimes wonder about, like, good dungeon or level design in games. Because, like, in the SMT series, of course, a lot of the time it's made up of dungeons and shit you go through. I'm often left thinking, because I could say like dungeons in Persona are not as good as the dungeons in mainline SMT, but I'm trying to think like what makes a good dungeon.
It's hard. Really level design is a really underappreciated part of many games, I think.
For the difference in mainline to Persona, Persona just doesn't have as much like shit in it, or like the dungeons are just
the same thing again and again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
But at the same time, SMT dungeons can often be very frustrating, like the teleporter dungeon that happened in Strange Journey, and fuck.
Nino Kuni did some pretty good dungeons. Like, they looked aesthetically nice, and I think that goes towards a lot of what dungeons are. If it looks nice, then that makes me want to stay in it more.
I agree.
I think ice levels usually look really awesome in games, but I still hate them.
Oh, yeah.
I think I want to change my answer. I think my least favorite level are levels where I have to swim and it's not, and I'm not playing a fish in the game.
Donkey Kong Country.
In Deus Ex, when you swim, that was bullshit. Donkey Kong Country, swimming was bullshit.
You
should
put all your points into swim. No, you wouldn't have a problem.
No. I don't see a problem swimming in Deus Ex. It's not that bad.
Of course, the Water Temple. Swimming in which one was it? Wind Waker. The most recent one. That was just annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah, it was just bad design. And I just
kind of an afterthought.
I just don't like that swimming is kind of like. It's they're introducing another dimension to the character's movement.
But some games undoubtedly have good swimming mechanics.
Oh, yeah, no.
Majora's Mask.
But I agree. Rayman is especially bad for that because all of the game's controls are, like, really nice, and then you get in the water, and it's just, like, push A and Z to go up and down, and up, down, left, and right to move on the other plane. And you're like, what?
What game do you think has, like, the most annoying swimming controls? I'm probably shit at them. No, I am sure of them, but I really don't like swimming in Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, because,
Tomb Raider? Like the old ones?
There was a game I played recently while I was thinking this thing, but I can't fucking think what game it was.
Loads of games have really shit swimming mechanics,
like, every time
honest.
I try to sink down, it fucking swim up.
What do you guys think about swimming? Fucking... Swimming a Sora Link in Majora's Mask, I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's just amazing.
Jump into the air like a fucking dolphin. It's great.
Swimming's not even very good in GTA 5.
No, it's not.
it's because I think they don't devote much development time to designing how to do the swimming.
It's part of it.
So it's like they're like, we'll just put a stealth level in there. It's like, but did we teach them how to do it? Did we develop it? Nah, but we'll just put it in anyway.
Yeah.
Stealth level.
Or just arbitrary stealth in my high action game.
But
like, in conclusion,
all over Metal Gear
Echo
Origin.
The Dolphin. Echo the Dolphin got swimming right because you're a fish. Well,
yeah,
no, you're not. You're a sea-bound mammal. Yeah.
No, so dolphins are fish. Okay, I don't care.
Isn't Happy meant to be? The boss of the podcast now? So isn't he?
No, I just say that I am, and nobody listens to me.
He's hosting it with Catsman doing everything.
I think that that sewer levels are still the worst because it's basically like, oh, game developer, oh no, we've got like 3 weeks to finish this game and we still have to make 12 levels. I know, sewer levels, because it's just a load of long cylinders with no detail. Okay.
Although, the last game I played that actually had levels was Metro Last Light, and the worst level in that for me was that swamp level in that. So I'd say, because it keeps getting darker. Like, the longer you're playing on the level, it gets darker and darker, and then there's scarier monsters come out. So
if you have any conundrums that you'd like to send us, then mention them in the comments, and we'll argue about them.
Right.
J-Bob says he's excited for his rap.
I don't know if you think you're actually going to do it.
So,
I am going to do it. If Half-Man gives me a beat.
You can do it, Bob.
Should I plug the thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
What thing?
Right. Speaking of swimming, in Metal Gear Solid 1, when you swim, you don't swim. You walk along the fuck.
Do the plug. Come on.
And, you walk along the fuck.
But you swim into.
Do the plug. Put the plug inside the wall.
Oh, yeah, you can swim into. Me, Happy Man, the Brel, and Anna Mitch have a weekly stream that you can always count on, hopefully, to be on Thursdays.
We're on every week on Thursdays at 6 p.m. GMT, is it?
Yeah, 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. GMT, but I think
it's always 6 p.m. GMT.
On 6 now.
And
we are currently doing.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, but you're the fuck. I'll do it. We're currently doing Metal Gear Solid 1.
All you had to do was plug your own stream.
Yeah. God damn it.
We're currently doing Metal Gear
Solid 1. However, by the time you listen to this, we might be on to Metal Gear Solid 2, depending on how long it takes to get the podcast out. Regardless, you'll be able to watch us play, Happy Man, and us commentate about Metal Gear Solid. So if you want to come watch, then...
Qualifiers are bad for speaking.
You should do infomercials.
Never, ever enter public radio, man.
Yeah, never.
Oh.
Take a public speaking class when you get into college. Make that your first semester priority.
Come on down to Big Masters.
Detergents. Swimming. Use Tires Incorporated.
But in all seriousness, it'd be nice if we can have some people from the GYP. I
pride myself on being pretty good at Metal Gear games, so which is why I fucked up and got spotted by the first enemy.
You set yourself up now for Chris Wager to go in and go, you're Metal shit, Gear. You know that?
Yeah.
Does he even like Metal Gear? I guess he does. Yeah, I can see him liking it.
I'm not sure if I've ever met someone who doesn't like Metal Gear.
It's a video game with a...
I like Metal Gear.
Hideo Kojima's son doesn't like Metal Gear. He thinks there's too many cutscenes, which is funny.
He has a son?
Yeah, he's married.
He's like why would he not have a son?
Or something.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have a son because he's already ascended to a higher level of existence.
Yeah, I thought he just...
He's like Cars from JoJo. He doesn't need to reproduce. He's already
He just had, like, good times with, like, pretty secretaries and the lady who...
He's just married.
Everything about Kojima makes him seem like a bachelor, but he's actually a family man.
Especially his looks. Like, he does not look 50.
Yeah, and also he takes pictures of himself in his underwear and puts it on Twitter and stuff.
That's what a married guy would do.
What's your favorite pajamas?
It's underwear, who cares?
GLA and listeners, I would say the pajamas that you can see in the pictures of my controller. I am wearing them now.
Now talking about himself again. Do we have anything else, or is that it?
We have the rap
forever. Yeah, do the rap.
Happy Man, give me that beat. My name Double A, and I'm here to say my rhymes are so much louder than GLA. Sound to roll call and call these players. Conversations like Inception, we got multiple layers. From Nintendo to Mario, I can't do this. It's too underrated. From Nintendo, we got Mario and Donkey Kong. And new Mario and Donkey Kong coming back strong. Some people claim that these games are just all the same, but some people like to play the same lame games. So I've had fun doing this rap. So that's it. Let's keep it short. Nintendo's crap. Word.
Bravo.
Mal, I'm gonna give you some advice right now. Quit your day job. Quit your day job.
I don't have a day
quit
job.
Quit your job, Bob.
I don't have a job.
You
get a day job and then quit.
Get a day job and
you
quit it.
You absolutely butchered my song, dude.
I fucked up the first part, but I got the second part alright.
In a good way.
Like
I murdered
it. The way when I wrote that, I was like, right, yeah, so that's that number of syllables that are flowing.
He was creating art.
You just stumble your way through it. Like dude. I am hurt.
I got this, the second part was better.
Magical.
I started improving. Senpai.
Sorry for talking about my pajamas.
I'll do it again on my own, and then Happy Man can put his own backing track into it and edit it in.
Before we
forgot three big announcements.
What?
Well, one big announcement and two announcements that were personal. Big announcement: Monster Hunter 4 is coming to North America. And
we had that on the last podcast already.
We didn't confirm it was coming to the West on there, I think, but yeah,
they confirmed it.
Okay, cool.
That's cool.
It was Frontier that they were talking about, and it was completely unconfirmed. And then the other two announcements are Japanese Monster Slaying Monster Hunter ripoff Tokiden is out in 2 days. And my Monster Hunter art collection book thing arrived yesterday. And so
is it good?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's by like, the way,
it's like all the crap they didn't use for Monster Hunter and all the stuff they did use and all the stuff they didn't use is amazing, so, and I really wish they used it.
Taco, it's basically pictures of dinosaur dragons. I
pictures
assume.
Of dinosaur dragons and felines and mer people, apparently. They
that
just,
sounds lovely. Where dude, can so I get my shit. Copy?
Amazon.ca or .com or wherever you are from.
That's
he's from
that. I got mine for like fucking 20% off though, so I mean they're like $60 now.
How much are they paying you?
Not enough, and probably too much at the same time. Because honestly, I love Monster Hunter.
Why'd you say that fucking... Matt was like Canadian or something? Oh yeah, it's because you're Canadian. Whoops, my bad.
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
Well, I was born in Canada, but okay. GLA really likes Monster Hunter. Like over
not
the past
enough.
Month.
Oh.
People have been
oh,
on a huge
also,
it.
Has I know I don't really stream as often as I should anymore, but has anyone claimed the Ground Zeroes?
Ground Zeroes? So, no, I don't gear. Think so.
Okay, because I want to do that. Okay,
but,
yeah,
quick on the gun, man.
Is Ground Zeroes
be streaming that game?
Is that a different game now? Oh yeah, are they
yeah,
like
it's
Ground
Zeroes
is the
tutorial.
Ground Zeroes is the tanker chapter,
yeah.
And the Phantom Pain is the plane chapter.
Yeah,
be quick on the gun because you were going to stream the fuck out of that game. Like Dark Souls 2 is going to be streamed.
Oh yeah, Dark
oh
Souls
2.
Oh shit, you're right. Dark Souls 2 is coming
gonna
out
be boring
like 2
as
days
fuck.
After.
No, I'm just going to isolate myself from all outside influences, including GLA, while I play Dark Souls. And when I finish it, I will come back.
But doesn't Dark Souls 2 come out on PC
it.
Like a month after it comes out on
shit,
consoles?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I'll just wait time. A month then, or get on console. I don't even know.
Also, I'll probably be getting the PS3 version of Ground Zeroes.
Are we done?
So I have PS4.
Do we have a fan fiction? Is that what people would like today? Because I can,
know
if so, I can
fiction.
Read one and send it to Happy Man.
Yes, please do. What is it about?
Metal Gear.
Well, I'll tell you now.
Liquid. Snake.
Anne sighed as she sat in her room, staring at her wall. She just finished writing in her diary and had nothing to do. Life was boring in the secret annex, but it was much better than the alternative. It was all right talking to Peter and Margaret, but they were both such quiet people, unlike the always active Annie. All of a sudden, a flash of light appeared in the room. Anne jumped back, stifling a scream. Before she could run out of the closed door, she noticed that the person who had appeared in the flash was not a Nazi officer, but someone who she had never seen before. His clothes were very strange, and his hair was in a spiky style that was totally new to her. She stood against the wall, wary of the stranger, but he walked towards her and smiled, extending a hand. "My name is Goku," the mysterious stranger said. Anne nervously put her hand in his. He bent down and kissed it softly, then let go. Anne blushed, feeling something she had never felt before go off inside her. "My name is Anne," she replied quietly.
"I'm sorry for what just happened," Goku told her. "But I was caught in a time portal and deposited here. My power cells will recharge soon, but until then, I'm stuck here." Anne had no idea what the handsome visitor was talking about, but she played along. "Well, sir," she said, "you might stay in my room as long as you like." Anne blushed again as she said this and giggled slightly. Goku looked around and then sat on the bed. "Thank you for the invitation. I'll be sure to repay it for you soon." Anne did not understand what he meant by that. However, when he spoke, she felt a warm, deep inside of her. She sat on him by the bed, staring at the man's beautiful eyes. Finally, she could stand it no longer. Anne leaned over and kissed the stranger on the cheek, then pulled back quietly. Not sure of what she had done. "I'm sorry," she said, as she stumbled to find the right words. The visitor smirked.
No, that's quite all right, he replied with a smile, putting one arm around her. You know, you're a very beautiful girl, but I, well... Anne looked at him, troubled. What's the matter? She said, with a sweet smile. Goku looked nervous. I'm already married, he managed to choke out. Anne pulled away from him abruptly. No, she said loudly, almost in tears. I'm sorry, he replied. Anne was furious. Nothing ever goes right, she cried out. I have to go now. My power cells have recharged, said Goku. Anne was in tears now, staring at the wall so she wouldn't have to see Goku's face. He smiled, a sad smile, and disappeared in another flash, out of Anne's life forever. Anne never forgot him, though. Not until the end of time. 1 month, well, it didn't feel like a month. To Anne Frank, a Jew hiding from the Nazis, it seemed like a year. 1 month since the fateful encounter with the mysterious man from another world, who she only knew as Goku. The handsome stranger had stepped through time and into her life, and then disappeared without a trace. Anne was almost sure they'd never meet again, even though not one day passed without her dreaming of him. Little did she know, however, that their lives were tied by an unbreakable red string of fate. It was another boring day in the secret annex. Anne sat on the bed of her room, writing in her diary. It never occurred to her, however, that this entry would be her last. As she wrote in the quiet attic, there was a loud noise from downstairs. Her heart jumped with both fear and excitement. Was it them? The Nazis? Or could it be him? She had no idea whether to run downstairs or to hide. That decision, however, was made for her. Her door flew open, and a tall soldier was visible in the doorway, glaring at her. The cries of her family members and friends were tuned out as Anne only thought of one thing. She stood up and followed the soldier out of her room, down the stairs, and into the back of the truck. So, this is it, she said quietly to herself. I'll never see him, my one true love, ever again. And all those years of hiding were for naught. Then, Anne realized that she left her precious diary up in her room. She broke loose from the officer and made a dash back into the shop when he removed a gun from his holster and fired a shot in her direction. Anne fell to the floor. Anne lay on the floor, feeling searing pain run through her leg where the bullet had met its mark. The Gestapo officer menacingly moved towards her, grinning. When all of a sudden, there was a blinding flash of light, causing the officer to shield his eyes. A huge cloud of smoke appeared next to Anne, blocking her from the soldier's vision. When the smoke cleared, he was in for quite a surprise. There was Goku, holding Anne in his arms, standing next to a huge metal capsule. Goku, cried Anne. You came back for me. Goku smiled. Anything for you, my dear, he said. Our love will never be lost, not until the end of time. The Gestapo officer turned tail and ran, but Goku was too quick for him. After laying Anne on the concrete, he dashed towards the Nazi and knocked him to the ground unconscious with only one blow. Nazi scum! Muttered Goku as he spit on the enemy's limp body, then returned to Anne. Here, I have something for you, Goku said, as he removed a small beam from his pocket. What on earth is this? Asked Anne. Goku smiled. Remember how ignorant she was to what was everyday life to him. A Senzu beam, he he said. Just eat it. It will cure your leg. Anne followed his instructions and popped the bean into her mouth, as the wound on her calf magically healed. Now, come on, commanded Goku. We've got some Nazi ass to kick. Anne jumped on the mysterious Saiyan's back as he launched off into the sky. After only a few moments, the two of them arrived in Berlin. Tanks were parading down the street as Adolf Hitler himself stood on a platform overlooking it all. Stay here, Goku said, dropping Anne in a shaded area under a tree. He then flew straight towards the parade of tanks, fists outstretched, screaming as loud as he could. The soldiers below scattered in terror, while the tanks tried to aim their cannons at him. He was too quick and nimble for them, however, and opened the hatch of a nearby panzer, then headed inside. After dispatching the soldiers in control of the war machine, he took the wheel. He fired round after round into crowds of Nazi soldiers, occasionally firing at the other tanks. After only minutes, there was nothing but a cloud of dust and corpses. Goku emerged from the tank's hatch, smiling now that he had done his duty. When all the dust cleared, there were only two people remaining on the parade ground. Goku, the Saiyan hero, and Adolf Hitler, the most evil man ever to walk the earth. Anne watched nearby fearfully as she saw the two men stare at each other for what seemed like hours. Her one true love and her ultimate oppressor. It had come down to this.
So,
Hitler said jovially,
you took out all my men. However, you aren't going to defeat me.
Hitler then jumped down from his platform, down onto the street in front of Goku, pulling a chain gun from the ground nearby. Goku quickly jumped behind a ruined tank as Adolf opened fire. The tank made decent cover, but it wasn't long until it would be torn apart by the hail of bullets. Goku had to act. He dashed out from the side of the tank and flew as fast as he could towards Hitler, who had no time to react. He grabbed the chain gun out of his enemy's hands and snapped it over his knee with ease. Hitler stumbled backwards, shocked by the turn of events. Goku smiled and then said,
it's come down to this, you and me, fighting like men. If you admit defeat now, I'll kill you rather painlessly.
Goku had the definite advantage, or so it seemed. Hitler burst into a laugh as Goku looked on quizzically. The mustachioed man slowly rose into the air as his brown hair and pencil mustache turned a blonde color and his brown eyes turned blue. Goku reeled in horror. Hitler continued laughing, then finally said,
Goku, you came here expecting to find a madman, but instead you found
Hitler had become Super Saiyan. Anne looked on in awe, not sure what was going on. At first it seemed like her lover would win the battle, but now she was not so sure. Goku now seemed scared of his opponent, and it was for good reason. Hitler continued to speak.
Goku, don't you see? I've reached a power level 10 times anything you've ever achieved. Your fate is sealed.
Even though the battle seemed unwinnable, Goku charged in, screaming at the top of his lungs. Every blow he struck with was deflected off of Hitler's rock-hard body. Hitler waited for Goku to tire himself out, then raised his fist and punched Goku. And one punch was enough. Goku was knocked across the street into a large propaganda poster of Hitler, thudding to the cold, hard ground. Hitler laughed, thinking that victory was in his hands at last. Goku, however, was not ready to give up. Bruised and battered, he rose from the ground, limping in Hitler's direction. The Nazi leader laughed.
You still want to fight? Don't you know when to give up, boy? You can argue fuck, and you expect to beat me, conqueror of Europe.
Goku ignored Adolf's taunts as he continued to stumble his way forward. Finally, the two arch-rivals were standing face to face. Goku stared Hitler in the eye and screamed, "This is for love!" and flew up into the sky, his hair turning blonde, his eyes blue, and an aura of power radiating from him. Hitler looked on in horror at Goku. He had made the ultimate achievement. He had become a super ultra power Saiyan. Goku made a cup shape with his hands, aiming in Hitler, as he belted out the words, "Kami, Hani, Ha!" As a beam of pure energy shot at his enemy, disintegrating the Nazi leader's body. Goku then collapsed to the ground in a heap, exhausted from the fight. 2 years later, An and Goku had finally reached the date of their wedding. After the battle, An and Goku destroyed the time machine and took a boat to Australia. They changed their names and lived new lives, ready to start over. The two young people looked into each other's eyes and they kissed, as the Reverend pronounced them man and wife. Finally, it seemed, Anne was at peace, and they would be together until the end of time.
Oh, nice.
Nice. So, is the podcast pretty much over then?
Yeah.
So this has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. If you want to watch a stream, you can go to our site.
Hopefully on Thursday or GMT6.
Yeah, whatever.
Shut up, Mal.
Yeah, or go to Gather Your Party for live streaming journalism. No,
looks interesting what you were talking about, and I believe I've closed the window.
I'm closing your butt.
Oh yeah, I actually also have a conundrum. Well, not really a conundrum, but a question that I thought was kind of interesting. Me and Mal discussed briefly when we were streaming.
What is it?
I'll just talk about it now, whatever. Games that are named after their final boss.
Are there any?
Yes, Metroid Prime, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, right. Sinistar...
Oh, asteroids. Sinister! Asteroids are the final enemies.
That's a
that's
dumb thing.
Tenuous at best.
Okay,
Sephiroth 7.
Well, yep.
Oh my god, I had one. What was it?
Bowser. Zombies.
Oh yeah,
zombies.
Sell the Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask isn't the final boss.
Yes. Actually, no, it was Majora's Wrath. Never mind then. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more.
Yeah,
I don't care that much.
Hang on, I'm thinking. Grand Theft Auto.
What?
Yeah, definitely.
The final boss.
Yeah.
The final boss is your grand. That's what it is, Grand Theft Auto.
I'm just looking through the list of NES games now.
Just the complete list of NES games.
Yes.
That's a good one. Why do they call a building when it's already being built? That's weird.
He's taking down the game. What?
That's a good question. That's a good question, Seth.
There you go.
But he asked a question.
It's not really.
Oh yeah, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Yes. That's.
Do you say Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Bram Stoker.
That's the porn parody.
You don't. But you don't. You don't fight Bram Stoker. Eh?
That's
no, but you do fight Dracula.
Well, and you can't.
Again, oh yeah, speaking of that, it's getting tenuous.
Also, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
The Mean Bean Machine is the device that you're using, isn't it?
No, but because but he is also using it.
Whatever.
So it counts.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Skyrim.
See, I got the last word, Twilight.
Skyrim is the country.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger is just a thing in it.
No, Chrono Trigger is the thing you use to travel in time.
No, it's not. That's the Enoch.
That's the Epoch. That's the Epoch.
No, before you get the Epoch.
It's the Epoch.
No,
you don't get the Epoch in the beginning of the game when you travel in time.
You take a time machine.
Yeah.
The portals aren't the Chrono Trigger. The Chrono Trigger is what lets you replace Chrono with his doll.
Oh, yeah. No, is it?
Yes.
Is it? I thought the Chrono Trigger was the thing you find in the end of time that lets you travel for different places. I haven't played that game in years and years.
The spaceship is called the Epoch.
But you don't get the spaceship until late in the game.
No, you get it pretty fast, actually.
Yeah, it's Donkey Kong. Through.
Yes.
I said Donkey Kong before, the arcade game.
Donkey Kong.
Here's how it goes. You go to the medieval times, and then you go to the future and get the time machine.
Okay.
And then you fly back.
Yeah, wait, you get the Epoch on the first trip to the future?
Yes, don't you?
Don't you just get Robo and leave?
You get on the second trip, don't you?
I think you get Robo and the Epoch.
You only get Robo on the first trip, and then you go to Aayla's time.
Because there's loads of stuff you can't get. You can't pretty much do anything in the game without that time machine. You can't get like the... go to the lizard people, can you? Or the...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you... Right after the future... But right after you get Robo... You go to the Stone Age.
No, because I don't think Robo's not with you when you're with Isla.
He is. Isn't he?
I don't think he is. Because I know you
go to the future before you go to Isla.
I don't think he is because I can't picture.
You're right, because you only get the Epoch after going to the Antiquity Era. So
I don't remember Robo being there.
No. After you get Robo, you go to the end of time.
Yeah.
And then you go to the medieval times and meet Frog, and after that you meet Layla. You meet Layla.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah, by the way, I got another game named after the final boss. Pokemon Blue.
Blue is the final boss
in Pokemon Red and Blue.
Blue is the name of Gary in the anime, not the games.
So he has started.
Gary is named Blue in the games, though, and he is the final boss of Pokemon Red and Blue. And so Pokemon Blue is named after his final boss.
It's not really true, but...
Well, not named after, but it has the name.
The final boss is actually your own psychosis as you're falling into...
Because you're fucking... Yeah, because you're so distraught with all your capturing monsters and balls and...
Well, because it's not real. You're just a child having some sort of epileptic fit in his bedroom.
That's just the anime. That's not the games. That's the anime.
Isn't it set in a post-apocalyptic Earth where all the, like, old people are in a big war?
It's been food.
Pokemon, no, but it's like post-war, it's supposed to be. Like...
Hey, Happy, now I see why, like, old Japanese games and shit, everyone's young because all the old people have died in the
post-war,
war.
Post-war? Yes. You mean, like, the last 60 years of history? Yeah, 70 years.
You do get a few token old people, you know.
Survivors.
Old man.
And that's why the society is based around battling with Pokemon and survivalists.
Old man catches Weedle.
Professor Oak has grey hair.
Professor Oak is basically Einstein. He must have made like the nuclear bomb and ended the war or something.
Einstein did. Okay.
I want to slap him.
Whatever. Whatever. don't indulge him. Now.
I want to see like a crazy nationalist Japanese guy in a Pokemon game.
White Pikachu, go home.
Yeah, exactly.
He should be a gym leader. What type would he use?
Like, but I mean, like, a 1940s era one, so he's actually dangerous.
Okay, yeah.
It also probably works for the government.
Yeah, I can't think of any other games named after the final boss. I think those are it.